We'll stop the recording after tonight.
Okay, so tonight is Lamed Ches Tess, finishing Lamed Ches, and then one sip in Lamed Tess.
Okay, so it's not so long. Okay, Simon Lamed Ches, Sif Tess, finishing up Machole Akum. Although, if we get involved with the Chol of Yisrael conversation, we could be sitting on here for the whole night, but we'll try not to. Right, so Akum Shabishal B'Shabbos B'Shul Chayla. So let's say you have a guy that cooked on Shabbos. Let's say a Chayla needs to cook. Right? Well, no, he needs cooked food. So you ask a guy to do it because you're better than having a Yid cook on Shabbos. But the problem is it's Bishal Akum. So a Tavshil Asa B'Matzah Shabbos. So what about Matzah Shabbos? Can you eat it on Matzah Shabbos? So we say no. The Tavshil does not become Mutter. It's only Mutter on Shabbos. But Matzah Shabbos, it's out. Even for the chayla himself, if he has the opportunity or the availability to eat a different tavshil, but if he doesn't, then he's allowed to eat it. And the kalim, like we discussed yesterday, kalim do become, at least it's a machlokes, but we try and be machmer that kalim do become treif if a guy cooks in them. So they should be kashered. Again, even though the guy did it beheter because it was done on Shabbos, even so, you should still kasher it. Yud beitza, so an egg. This is the most common bishul akum shaila that at least that I get is that the guy cooked herself eggs, right? So people are incredulous that there's bishul akum on eggs. Now, eggs certainly go on the king's table at least for a breakfast, right? So that it is. The question is, can you eat an egg raw? If you can eat an egg raw, if enough people can eat an egg raw, so then maybe it's considered not bishalakum. Even though it is roy to be swallowed raw, since that's not a normal way of eating, it's only a push comes to shove, it's an achila. In bishalakum, asura, if the guy cooks it, it's asur. The same thing. So the big hot button topic is, does sushi change the status of fish? Right? One of the big things is I mean, each one of these subjects is a shiur unto itself, if not multiple shiurim. Right? But the OU tuna fish, many people don't eat OU tuna fish. Now, if you hold that tuna is eaten raw because many people have sushi, so I don't know if this tuna, I don't know anything about sushi, but let's say fish can be eaten raw and enough people eat sushi. Does that make it that there's no bishalakam issue on fish anymore? Right? Or you want to say beef jerky gets eaten raw, but maybe that's not considered raw because it's dried out, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the point, that if only some people eat it or it's only eaten al yedei hadchak, so then that doesn't, then it's still considered bishalakam. So
I think the
eggs do.
OU changed their policy now on Bishul Yisrael with tuna. They took off the BY.
Yeah.
They used to have an OU BY Bishul Yisrael on some tuna that they sold in
Did
Costco,
they?
and they took it
Really?
off. I asked them. They said the politics because other people were getting upset, so they
Interesting.
don't. Yeah.
Itaka? Wow. They used to say that the OUP tuna
He
is
told me
Bishul
he
Yisrael.
confirmed that. He said for the most part, 90 something percent of all OU Pesach tuna is Bishul Yisrael.
Interesting. Interesting. So, okay, but that's the tumult with the OU. The OU is relying on two coolas for tuna fish. One is that steam is not considered bishul, and two is that it's done in these ships way out of seas, where meaning way, I don't know, overseas, but way out, and therefore there's no chashash that you're marrying a guy's daughter. So both are very they're big coolers, and they combine the two of them. So that's why many people don't like the OU tuna. Fine, Yud Aleph. Paris, Shalon is Bashal be Elon, called. So, anyways, bottom line is we paskin eggs do have Bishul Akum. Right? The only thing is, I don't know if we mentioned this a couple of days ago. So, if somebody, if a cleaning lady or a whatever, a domestic help, cooks eggs for herself, so now maybe there are definitely are shitas old eggs don't have Bishul Akum, and we know that there's shitas at all you don't have to kasher. So, do you have to say a double chumrah on a derabanan and make them kasher the pan? Right, meaning in order for the pan to be treif, you have to say that eggs have bishul akum, which is a machlokes, and you also have to say that even if the eggs do have bishul akum, it's a machlokes whether it makes the pan treif. So now you have two machlokesim on an issa derabanan. It's a little much to say that that pan has to be kashered. Okay, but that's a little peek into what Rabbanim have to make decisions on. Yud Aleph, Peiros Shelo Nispashel BeIlon called Tzarkon. Let's say a fruit that was not ripe. Nispashel means cooked, but it means it wasn't ripe. Ve'eino Nechol and Chayin, and they can't be eaten raw because they're not ripe. Ela Yidei Atchak, Sha'una Metagnanos and Basukar. So, because well, how did they make? How did it become edible? So the omnim, the workers, they fry it with sugar. Asura mishum bishul akum, that has an issa mishum bishul akum. But again, that's if they cook it, not if they dry it out. Yud beis shecha shel tfuah. Oh, now this is major right here. Why isn't beer, schnapps, and coffee bishul akum? Right, it's not eaten raw; can only be eaten cooked, as far as I know. Right. And it's oil shulchan malachim. So why is that not bishalakim? Now, if you come out with a chumra that's bishalakim, you're going to have a lot of fighting, right? So sheikha shel tfua, beer from grain, bishal dvash, and honey, noigam by heter l'shtoise. The minig is we allow it. Afilu bebayetz shemaychun noise ha'akim, even in the house that the guy sells it. Vein b'mashum bishul ha'akim, and it doesn't have bishalakim. Da tfua b'teila b'mayim, because what's the main reason is because the grain is bottled in the water. Which, just think about it for a second. The grain is bottled in the water. All right, so that means L'chari should be able to have it on Pesach. Right? Because it's bottled in the water.
The water is bottled in the grain.
So then you, if that's the case, so then you can't have it. It's right. So Elamai, well, okay, so that's not such a kasha because you take the chumras both ways. Right? And the raya to this is that it's shahakol, right? You know anybody who make a mezainis on beer, right? Or a eitz on a coffee. So that's the raya because we make. That's why. So it's the same reason. Rak shetzichon lachkar remain mamidenos and b'shimrayayin. You got to make sure that there's no shimrayayin, the dregs of wine that they put in there, and then of course you get into the single malt that has the what's it called? The
cherry.
The sherry casks, right? And if you're in a place where people are mezalzel and they're very makel with yayin of a goy, then you shouldn't drink beer either. Okay, what about coffee? I mean, and shasiyas coffee, dim chalav vaday aser, coffee with milk is for sure aser, because he's talking about chalav yisrael. V'chein shokolada. Right, the tea, etzel akum, chocolate is a hot chocolate, and tea by a guy, shomer nafshei yachid es atzmo. If you're a shomer, your nefesh, do not have coffee from a guy, tea from a guy, hot cocoa. So according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you're a shomer nefesh, no Dunkin', no Starbucks, no coffee on the plane, none of that stuff. Right?
What?
Lamaika,
what?
Obviously.
What?
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, I didn't want to hear that.
You should have gone to sleep.
I would have listened to it tomorrow.
Yeah, when you're fasting, maybe you would go over your head. But that's, he says a shomer nefesh. Okay, it's a shomer nefesh.
But even the Dunkin' Donuts here, on Rockley Turnpike, it's called Yisrael.
Yeah, but it's not Bishul Yisrael.
No, I'm not Bishul
Yisrael. Right, so he's asking it out to Bishul Yisrael, not because of the Cholov.
Yeah, you can have the milk, you just can't have the coffee.
Ah, okay, just ask for a cup of milk.
Yeah. Okay, but the obviously the minig in the belt is not to paskin this way, and then we do have.
Which part of the coffee process is the bishul? The roasting of the beans or the grinding
both.
And brewing?
Both. I would think both. Oh, even you have a problem, Peretz. Even with your roasted beans.
Yeah, they dry out the beans. I believe they roast them.
Right. I hear. I don't know. It's a good one. I don't know. Anyways, okay.
No, but why? Peretz is the one that pours the hot water over it. He's involved.
Oh,
with the
they roast the beans when it grows. How they make the beans brown?
Probably the question is: are they edible?
But you're not eating it, Dan.
Are they edible that way? Roasted coffee beans edible?
No, you have to put it into water, hot water.
Well, maybe they're edible without it. If they're edible without it, then it's a problem.
Instant coffee could be.
Even though you're involved with the last step of the cooking before you eat it?
Once it's cooked to a stage of that point, then it's not going to...
It's edible. It doesn't make a difference. You take it and finish it.
Yeah. What are you saying, Kasriel?
If you buy instant coffee at a grocery store, it doesn't have to even need it doesn't need hot water because it's dehydrated coffee. Like it's already cooked and everything. You can make it with cold water.
So you're saying that that would be a problem because they cooked it already. Yeah,
it's
that's a good
completely
point.
Cooked, and then you're
that's
just
why
putting
you can
in cold.
right, very good. That's a good point, right? That's why you can make it in a klisheni or even make it in a kli rishon because it's cooked already. I mean, we don't do that because of different chumra. Okay, but then he said he ends off here. V'yesh matirin b'derech harai. There are those that allow it, you know, sometimes. Aval derech kviyas aser. That's a stronger lashon. Before he said it's shomer nefesh. Shomer nefesh. Here he's saying, from the Yad Ephraim, that it's arai, meaning once in a while, fine, but a kvias, then it's awesome. Okay, Yud Gimel, cholov. Now we get the cholov akum. Cholov shechove akum. Bein Yisrael reyehu. So a guy milks the cow and Yisrael's not watching him. Asar afilu lasis menu gvina. You're not even allowed to make cheese out of it. Ulechatchila, meaning what is that? Because the Gemara says that cheese, treif milk from cows, milk from camels, pigs cannot become cheese. It can't be made into cheese. So lechara, why do you need a yid to watch the milking? Just make it into cheese, and then if it became cheese, that must be its kosher. So the Gemara says we're chayshe that inside the cheese has holes in it. At least the cheese in the comics and the cartoons, right? So the cheese has holes, so it might be treif liquid in those holes. So that's why we can't use it as a proof. The yid has to be there when they first begin the milking. So you should see that the kli is clean. Because how do you know that the guy didn't have treif milk in there from before? In the minig is to be machmer, not to put the milk in the regular guy's kalim. You should have separate kalim, or try to. Ushvachis and shvachis is goyim, female goyim. Shachol was a behema, bebeis yisrael bedir shalai, that they milk the behema in a yid's house or in a yid's barn. Kol makom shein beis akum mafsik vein lachas behema tameya. As long as there's no behemas tameyas on the farm, meaning treif animals, and the guy's property is not in between the yid's property, then you don't need to watch it. Then you can let them milk. You hear what they're saying? Meaning, let's say, as long as it's in a yid's farm, you're allowed to have goy do the milking, and a yid does not have to watch it. As long as there's the goy's property doesn't separate the two yid properties. Because if it does, then we're afraid that the goy will smuggle some stuff in there. Right, so that's why if you go to a Jewish farm, and you don't see any mashkiach around, it's because you don't need the mashkiach, because it's in the yid's property. But if the guy's house is mafsik, the Yisrael needs to be there. And even a katan or katana, because all we're looking for is that they should be a little scared that somebody will rat them out. So any kid from 9 years old and on is okay. Fine. Cheese from a guy is asur. That's a separate isur having nothing to do with chalav. Right. Now, the reason is because the way they would make the milk curdle into cheese, they would use the stomachs of treif animals. So therefore, it would be, that's the main reason. So if a yid is watching the milking and the making of the cheese, if the cheese, when it was being made, belonged to the Yisrael, so it's mutar. But when the cheese was being made, it belonged to the guy, then it is awesome. And of course, it goes without saying, we don't have to discuss Ramosh's heter. Just very quickly, the reason people say that's called Cholov Stam. That's a made-up terminology. It's either Cholov Yisrael or Cholov Akum. You don't see anywhere in the Kitzer talking about Cholov Stam. It's made up just for clarification's sake. According to Ramosh, all milk in America is Cholov Yisrael. It's not Cholov Akum, it's Cholov Yisrael. There is no heter in Shulchan Aruch for Cholov Akum. There's a heter if a yid sees it. Ramosh's heter is that it's an anan sadi, meaning we know, it's as if a yid actually watched it. That's Ramosh's major chiddush. Not because we know that there's no camel's milk, etc. It has nothing to do with it. Ramosh, it's as a din in Eidos, of an Anan Sadi, that Rav Moshe holds that an Anan Sadi makes it, that a Yid watched it. That is his Chiddush, right? Which many disagree with, but many agree with it. But so again, when people say, like during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, maybe you should be machmer, like we said 2 days ago in Pasachim, you should be machmer in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I don't know if we said it 2 days ago. Okay, but what about Cholav Akum? If you hold of Cholav Akum, I mean, if you hold of Rav Moshe's Heter, it's Cholav Yisrael. I see no reason why you can't have it during a Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Okay, there are some that say you should, you shouldn't. They quote Rav Moshe as saying that. He says you can even have it during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Fine. Tesva Vachema, so butter. So now butter is interesting because that changed. In Shulchan Aruch, it was totally whether you can keep butter of a guy, like break stones and all of that, with the regular OU, was tali in a minig. So chema tali a minig amakaymas. It's tali in the different communities. Yesh makaymas shein oichlin chema shal akum. There are those that didn't. Yesh makaymas shel oichlin oichlin, and there were those makaymas that did. Now, as far as I understood, in America, the minig was to not be makbid. Even those that were makbid on Chol Yisrael were not makbid on butter. But let's first finish the paragraph, and then we'll discuss what happened. And if somebody travels from a community that they don't eat the butter to a community that they do eat it, even though you plan on going home, you're allowed to eat it. Meaning you live in, let's say, Farako, Lakewood. Lakewood, they don't have the butter. But then you come to Farako, five towns for Shabbos. And in Farako, five towns, they do eat the butter. So you could eat the butter. That's no problem. But the other way,
just wipe it off your lips before you go back to Lakewood.
Correct. Right. If you go from a place that they eat the butter to a place that they don't, and then obviously, you can't eat it, because you can't be different from where you are. He says, that zayfin is that they forge. Meaning they fake it, and they say that the butter comes from the fats of a chazir. I mean, they don't say it, but that's where it comes from. Alkein shomer nafshei yirchak, somebody who's concerned for his nefesh should distance himself. Nowadays, I think the OU, Rabbi Belsky, the Rav Locha, certainly said this. Nowadays, I mean, again, the whole meaning of butter, yeah, butter, no, is whether treifa cheese, treifa milk could become into butter, the same way it maybe can't go into cheese. So some held yeah, some held no. That's the basic thing. Nowadays, they can make anything into cheese, right? So that's why many say nowadays you cannot rely on the ones that are maker. Okay, I know we have to do Aleph, but Aleph.
So that means you should be makbid. That means
if you're makbid on Chol of Yisrael, then you should be makbid on butter nowadays too. That's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say. I don't know for myself. I have no idea. But that's what
the... What does that mean? You don't know what you do? You don't know if you have butter?
Oh, no, I
butter?
Have. It's a listen. I mean, if I'm in the grocery store, I'm just going to get the Chol Yisrael one. But I remember when I was a kid, we didn't get the Chol Yisrael one. No. But since then...
I started telling my kid about it. He said, what? Are you serious? So all the stuff that has butter, we can eat?
That's a good point, Taka, right? All the cookies with butter.
Chips and the pretzels and all of that. Right. Yeah,
yeah, they're very good.
So, you know what? We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it.
Yeah, maybe, Taka. They might be onto something there. They might be onto something. Okay, this one, we'll Matzah Shabbos, we'll start with Aleph. So let's, one second.